So, you have a 90s movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And by the way, there's no need to specify the current decade, because it's currently the current decade.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
In 90s mind.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to meet this FBI agent named Sean Archer, right?
Okay, and what's his real name?
Sean Archer.
I don't believe you.
All right, and so he's on a carousel with his little son, right? Being all dad-like, running his fingers down his face and stuff.
What?
You know how you do that with people you love, just kind of run your oily fingers down their faces?
That sounds awful.
Well, Sean Archer does that to everybody he loves, and then we're gonna meet this bad guy with a gun named Castor Troy.
Okay, and what's his real name?
Castor Troy.
No.
Yep, and he tries to kill Sean Archer, but the bullet goes through him and kills his son.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Sean Archer's very sad, you know, crying and everything.
And so Castor takes a second shot, finishes the job, and kills Sean?
He doesn't, no.
What? Why not? He's right there.
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, then a couple years later, Castor Troy plants this bomb for like 260-something hours later.
Good to get a head start on work, I guess.
Yeah, but then the FBI gets a lead on where he's headed.
Oh, how do they get that?
Well, Castor's brother pays for a private plane with cash.
How'd they trace cash?
Well, he used his real name for the transaction.
Oh, which is?
Pollux. Pollux Troy.
Okay.
Hey, you're not gonna ask if that's his real name?
No, Pollux, perfectly normal name. I know like 14 and a half Polluxes.
Sorry, someone call me in here?
No, sorry, Pollux, I wasn't calling you.
Did you mean Pollux from HR? I could go get him.
No, thank you, Pollux.
Pollux from accounting?
We're good, Pollux, we're just talking. Thank you, Pollux.
All right, if you guys need anything, just call out Pollux. My name is Pollux.
Yeah, I know, thank you, Pollux. That was Pollux.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, why'd you say 14 and a half?
Oh, well, Pollux from HR is half the man Pollux from accounting is.
Okay.
Anyway, so what else happens?
Oh, well, then there's gonna be this big over-the-top chase and shootout. There's gonna be fireworks for some reason. It's gonna be nuts.
Wow.
And then Sean is gonna push Castor in front of a jet engine and knock him out real good.
Wow, got him.
He did, yeah.
But now the FBI needs to figure out where Castor planted this bomb, and Pollux, he's not talking.
Oh, so what do they do?
Well, they decide to take his face off.
Oh, taking someone's face off is tight.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Oh, very messed up. So anyway, Sean undergoes this procedure where they put Castor's face onto his so he can try to get some info off of Pollux in jail.
And what about stuff like his eyes and his teeth and the shape of his skull and his body?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay, I won't. And what about his voice?
Oh, well, this doctor explains that he implanted a microchip in his larynx, but this thing's super fragile, like a big sneeze and it'll get dislodged.
Oh, wow, I bet that's gonna come into play later.
Not even a little bit.
Not even in a fight scene?
Not at all.
Okay.
So Sean goes into this fancy prison where they have like magnets on people's feet and they have screens where people are dots for some reason.
Very fancy.
And he manages to find out from Pollux that the bomb is at the LA Convention Center.
Oh, well, that plan worked almost immediately.
It did, but meanwhile, Castor Troy wakes up from his coma and his face is gone.
Oh boy.
So Castor is angry and he gets his crew to come help him.
Well, it's gonna be hard for them to help at all.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just go pick up the face transplant doctor and every single person that knows about the mission.
How did he know who knew about the mission?
Unclear.
And how did they manage to get past hospital security?
Oh, no, he was left all alone in the building with no handcuffs.
Oh, a very strange way to leave a terrorist.
Yeah, it might not make a whole lot of sense, but this way the movie can happen.
Well, that is a thing we want, I guess.
So Castor has them put Sean's face on his, and then he kills everybody.
Very evil.
And then just when Sean thinks he's about to get released from prison, Castor shows up like, hey, guess what? I'm you now, and I'm gonna live your life and sleep with your wife, Eve.
Wow, so what does Sean do?
Well, now he's gotta escape from prison, but this place is surrounded by ocean, so it's a tough situation.
Sure, so how does he manage it?
Oh, well, he on purpose gets in a fight and then grabs a cigarette and then gets carried away, but manages to keep the cigarette, and then he gets put in a zappy chair, and he gets this prison guard that hates him to light the cigarette, and then he convinces this other prisoner who just got his brain zapped that they need to escape. So then he uses the lit cigarette to burn a guard, and he and the prisoner, who's fine now, by the way, they fight everybody, and a riot breaks out, and bullets fly everywhere, and Sean gets to the roof, and a helicopter shoots at him, and he jumps into the water.
Okay. So I feel like every single part of that process was extremely unlikely, and if a single small part didn't turn out perfectly, then the whole thing would have fallen apart.
Yeah.
That works for me. So how does he get away from the helicopter?
Oh, well, after he jumped into the water, they just kind of fly away.
They don't wait for him to surface or to catch him as he's swimming to shore?
They don't, no.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, meanwhile, Castor's been living life as Sean, you know, living in his house, sleeping with his wife.
And she doesn't recognize his body and whatnot?
She doesn't, no.
Huh?
And Kester also decided to uncover the bomb himself and become this hero. He gets named Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
They just happened to be naming Man of the Year that week.
Just so, sir. And eventually Sean manages to talk to his wife, and he's like, Kester and I don't have the same blood type, so that's how you can tell that I'm me.
Okay.
So in the middle of the night, she sticks him with a needle and takes some of his blood.
Does he not feel that?
Somehow he doesn't. So then Eve checks the blood types and sees that they don't match, and then Sean shows up and tells her a story that only he could know.
Now it feels like he should have led with that.
Maybe, yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, Caster's getting yelled at by this FBI boss, and he starts to have a heart attack, so Kester finishes the job.
What?
And then there's gonna be this big showdown at this guy's funeral.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of shooting, and then a big chase where Kester shoots a bunch of people.
Very rude.
And then there's gonna be this big boat chase where some stunt doubles do some crazy stuff, and Sean's gonna kill Kester.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And so, yeah, then Sean gets his face back and everything's great and he does that hand thing to his family.
Anyone gonna address the fact that Time Magazine's Man of the Year shot a bunch of people?
Nope. And also, Sean is gonna bring home Caster's little son. He's gonna live with them now.
He didn't check with his wife to see if she was okay with it?
No, just brought home a replacement son without asking. And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, sounds like a lot of crazy fun, for sure.
For sure.
Definitely a one-of-a-kind movie.
Oh yeah, one-of-a-kind, absolutely.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.